some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Everybody, to the truth of the matter here on the Success Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the show tonight, especially our surrounding city and state, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer requests, prayer praises, as we have Dr. Doug Quick once again in the house for another great message from the Word of God. Amen. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us tonight?
Well, as always, got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels, plus people in 100 countries, which I hope they enjoy this. Then we have you, Sister Emily, looks like George, Brother Quick and his wife, and just little old me.
All right, let's start with Brother George. What do you got for us tonight?
Yeah, we've got to pray for our nation and pay for our leaders and our government, pay for our soldiers, and we won't have to be going to war in a third world war, because China's hooking up with Russia right now, and that just can't go on, because if they don't get some leaders and turn back to God, we will not have a United States of America. So everybody's got to pray for that we would turn and repent and stuff like they're doing in Kentucky. They got a good crusade going on there and worshiping God and everything. Now the whole country needs to do exactly the same thing. Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Emily, what do you got for us?
Well, as always, like Brother George said, we need to be praying for our nation, because if they don't get their heads on straight, we're going to be in a heap of trouble. Also, for all our first responders, our military personnel, for Brother and Sister Quick, for Pastor and Sister Bonnet, for Brother Six, for you and Rue, and I have a special one spoken tonight for myself, also for all our nursing home patients and residents, and the staff as well.
Amen. And, of course, our need for a bus yet for the ministry. Pray for lost souls in general, that they'd come to Christ. For Brother Quick, that he'd have tonight clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of speech. For Sister Quick, and of course, as has already been said, for our military, our police officers, and our government, and for our nation. Amen. And Sister Ruth.
Well, I think Emily pretty much covered what I was going to pray about. Still pray for ourselves, and of course pray for her and my brother and Sister Quick. So pretty much repeating what she said.
All right. Well, Brother Quick, we're going to turn it into your hands to open us in prayer and get us rolling into the message. Amen.
Well, thank you, Brother.
I got a double access trailer, too.
What was that, Emily?
I said, yeah, my double axle trailer is backed up for a good message.
All right, sis. Thank you, Brother Ken. And it's always good to be with those that are hearing my voice again this night. And we've been in much prayer for a good number of things, and especially our nation. It's hard for me to understand how it is America can be so far gone, because America has known a nationwide revival. It's been probably 130, 140 years ago since the last time, but we've had it and we need it again. And the only way that we're going to get it is for those Christians that are hearing my voice tonight to know what it means to repent of your sin and turn to Christ and plead with him for his strength and for the Spirit of God to just use you in a mighty way. You see, that's what revival is all about. It's all about God's people coming back to God in a fresh and new way, and just divorcing ourselves from public opinion around us as to where we can very openly speak of the Lord Jesus anywhere and everywhere that we go. That's what helps to bring revival, and that's our very need this night. Let's pray. I want to remember these requests that have been known. Ms. Quick and I still have a special unspoken request, and we will let you know the answer to that when God gives the answer. We're very much in prayer for a good number of things, and we're in prayer for all of you that have said something already this night. And Brother George didn't say anything about this, but he just is back home from the hospital. One of his greatest complaints was, I got to get back home and get in my own bed. And I know that feeling very well. Miss Quick has understood that very thought also. And anyone else that's been in the hospital will understand that thought very good. So let's pray and plead with the Lord for him to use us this night. Our Father, I want to thank you for these moments again with these of your children and those that are listening that yet do not know Christ as their own Lord and Savior. And Father, they can know the Lord Jesus. They certainly can, but it takes a repentant heart. And Lord willing, you'll help me to touch on that this night. Now I'm asking, Lord, that you would be with our nation, because our nation is in dire, dire need of revival. George said something about what was going on in Kentucky. I've not heard about that, but I can sense different times around this nation where revival does break out. And we have been there numerous times through the years and would love to get there again. But, Lord, you know our hearts. Asking that you'd be with Miss Emily, for the first responders and all of our military. And, Lord, our military is in such a mess. They shouldn't be, but they are. And we would plead with you that you just step in and do something in the hearts of those in the military that can do some changing for the good. Asking you to be with Brother Ken. He's still trusting you for a bus to be able to get out to the lost blind around and give the gospel to them. And then for Miss Ruth, her heart is about the same as what Miss Emily was, I'm sure. And Lord, you know our heart. Miss Quick and I have a special unspoken. Miss Emily has a special unspoken. We call these unspoken because we don't let people know exactly what it is. But you know what it is, Lord. It's not unspoken with you. And so I'm asking you to deal with Miss Emily and her unspoken, and that you'd be with Miss Quick and myself with a special unspoken request that we have laid before you. And Lord, we know that when we pray and when we believe what we're praying and we believe you, the answer is going to come our way. And we just thank you very much for that. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you'd be with me this night. You touch my mind, touch my heart, and help me to be able to preach this message in a powerful way through the power of the Spirit of God, because I do need that fresh filling for this night, for this. Now, thank you, Lord. Thank you for those sinners that are listening. I've been begging you all day and for several days, for several weeks, that you just fall on their hearts with conviction and touch their hearts this night. Help them to know that they indeed can come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus saved me. And when Jesus saved me, that was proof enough for me that the Lord Jesus can save anyone. And so we're just trusting you this night that you'll do do a work in our hearts. And we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. The book that I'm preaching to you from the Authorized Version, the AB 1611 King James Bible, has one book that it has always started with in the Old Testament. That book is the book of Genesis. And I want to go to the book of Genesis. I want to go to chapter 1. And I want to begin looking at verse number 1 this night. Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. I'm asking now that you just listen. If you don't have a Bible right handy, just listen. Because the Lord can speak to your heart through this night. He has me and he will you. Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." That is a truth that so many unsaved men and women have done their best to undo ever since they were around. But you can never undo this. You see, Genesis chapter 1 begins by telling us how it was that God created this world in which we live. Verse number 3 says this, "And God said," isn't that amazing? "And God said, let there be light. And there was light." Hallelujah. Verse number 6 says, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters from which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven." Hallelujah. Verse number 9. "And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together under one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so." Praise God. That's where this wonderful earth comes into place. Amen. Amen. Verse number 11. "And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so." Hallelujah. Every time "and God said," it will always end up saying, "and it was so." Praise the Lord. Verse number 11, verse number 14. "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day," that's our sun, "the lesser light to rule the night," that's our moon. "He also put the stars in place." Isn't that amazing? Genesis chapter 1 is so rich. Verse number 20. "And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. And it was so." Praise God. Verse number 24. "And God said," hallelujah, "let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing. And it was so." Praise God. Aren't you getting excited? Excited? Because I'm listening to how it was that God put everything here. Verse number 26. "And God said," oh, "let us make man in our image after our likenesses, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And it was so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse number 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. He was giving Adam and Eve their meat, their food, their way of making a living, keeping their bodies alive. Isn't that amazing? Just in Genesis chapter number 1, and God said, brings out about 8 or 9 times in that chapter. Now, it goes even deeper than that. You see, there is no other God in all of the universe except this God of ours. Isaiah chapter 45 begins like this. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. Now, ain't it amazing? It's amazing to me. Our scientists, they keep finding more and more greatness to this universe. They find more stars way slapping going out yonder. And they tell you how many moon years. And I mean, they got that all figured out like that. And, you know, man still has not yet, and man never will ever figure out the depth of this universe that God put here. Oh, just this one God created everything that ever has been, but listen to how he did it all. He created by speaking. I just told you that. But there's more than that. He created by breathing. Oh, Psalm chapter 33 and verse 6 says this. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. God just breathed, and things came into being. Amen. Oh, but there's more than that. He created by stretching out his hand. Isaiah chapter 45 says this, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. Wow. I'm here to tell you, the God in heaven that I know, that you know if you trusted Christ to save your soul, that God in heaven is by far the greatest God, the strongest God that ever has been. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. He stretched his arm out and created. Isaiah chapter 48 says this, mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. Call on them, they stand up together. Hallelujah. You see, God knows where every star is. He put it there. I'm sure he's got a name for every one of them, too. Praise the Lord. Oh, there is no doubt to the great power of this God. The God in heaven with such power made the greatest sacrifice to ever be known anywhere in this universe. He gave the dearest thing to his heart, his only begotten son, for the most wicked thing that he ever created and put in place in this earth. That's mankind. That's you. That's me. We are the most wicked thing that God ever created. That is a fact. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that is a fact. Oh, Matthew chapter 1 says, and she, Mary, his mother, shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, listen to me now. Listen to me. God's going to get a hold of your heart tonight. You listen to me. How could God, such a great God as this, how could such a great God as this have such love for even his own enemies? Oh, I'm here to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Only the God in heaven could do this. You see, you and I that live here on this earth, we have an awful time trying to love those that we love. Amen. Because if those that we love, if they do the wrong thing any day, if they say the wrong thing in the wrong way any day, it can make us mad, and it can help our love to just kind of wither away a little bit. Amen. That's not God. God loves all of his enemies. Oh, let me give you some scripture for this. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world. The world there is every individual that has ever been conceived and lived on the face of this earth and ever shall. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How in the world could God do such a thing like that for sinners, like every one of us was before we came to know Christ? Well, there's another scripture that I want to turn your attention to. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8 says this: But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, while we were yet his enemies, Christ died for us. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. How could Jesus take such the beating that he did? He didn't even have the strength in his body to carry his own cross up that hill. He had been beaten so much for the sins of every sinner, every sinner, every sinner, every sinner. Jesus was beaten that much. When Jesus was hung on that tree, he didn't even look any better than a piece of raw meat that had been beaten beyond any recognition. Isn't that amazing? It amazes me that Jesus did that for me. He did that for you. And those of you that are listening to me tonight that have never trusted Christ to save your soul, he did that for you. He paid your sin debt so you wouldn't have to pay your own sin debt. Amen and amen. Oh, listen to me. The God of heaven does more than just love his enemies. Oh, yeah. He does more than just love his enemies. He gives to every one of his enemies who repent of their sin, he gives them adoption into his own family. Wow. That just about blows my mind. Romans chapter 8 will tell us these words. Listen to me. Romans chapter 8 says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That's the only reason that when I bow my head and I go to start praying for those needs that I have, those needs that others have around me, and I go to praying for God to give me the power to preach another message from the Word of God, and I go to praying for sinners that don't even know Christ yet, the only reason that I can do that is because he has adopted me into his own family, and I have the right, the privilege to call him Father. Oh, hallelujah. He makes every believer a part of God's family. Isn't that amazing? Romans chapter 8, one more time. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs with God. Listen to this verse. And joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Did you get that verse? That 17th verse of chapter 8. Let me read it to you again. And if children, then heirs, heirs with God, and joint heirs with Christ. I have been adopted into the family of God. If you know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you've been adopted into the family of God. That means that everything that comes to the Lord Jesus also comes to me. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me. He gives to every believer unspeakable joy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unspeakable joy. Listen to me. Unspeakable joy. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 8. Listen to this. Whom having not seen, ye love. And whom thou know, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. How in the world can I explain to anybody else, and how can any other believer explain to anybody else this joy that God has given us? We cannot. It's unspeakable. It's past our explaining. Amen. But you know, once you trust Christ to save your soul, you're going to find out what it's like to have unspeakable joy. You will not be able to explain to anybody else that joy that fills your heart. You won't be able to do it anymore. I'm telling you, you won't be able to do it. But there's more than that. There's much more than that. He gives to every believer peace that passes all understanding. Ooh, hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, listen to these words. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace of God which passeth all understanding. There's no way that I can put into words the peace of God in my heart. I can't do it. All I can tell you, sinner, is it's there waiting for you. But you're going to have to repent of your sin. That's the only way that you will ever know this that I'm talking to you about tonight. You're going to have to repent of your sin. You're going to have to fall on your face before God and plead with him to forgive you of every sin. But that's not the end of it. You're going to have to also trust Christ to save your soul. Isn't that amazing? That just amazes me sometimes. All that God has done for me, all that God has done for you. Oh, listen to me. He gives to every believer unspeakable joy. He gives to every believer peace that passes all understanding. He gives to every believer, listen to this, everlasting life. Oh, everlasting life. Do you know what everlasting life is? Do you know everlasting life will never, ever come to an end? It's everlasting. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Only got to get saved one time. Listen to me. Listen to me. When the Spirit of God begins to deal with your heart, sinner, that's the time right then that you're going to have to stop and listen. You're going to have to stop and listen. Your heart's going to have to get tuned up a little bit where you can stop and listen to the Lord. And when he begins to convict you of your sin, that's when you need to repent, plead with him, and he would forgive you of every sin. And that's the time that you also have the privilege of asking the Lord Jesus to save your soul. It will happen. It happened to my daddy just like that. It happened to me just like that. It happened to my wife just like that. It happened to our pastor just like that. It happened that way to every believer. Amen and amen. Oh, listen to me now. Listen to me. He gives to every one of us everlasting life. That's after he gives to every one of us peace that passes all understanding. That's after he gives to every one of us unspeakable joy. That's after he has washed all of our sin away. Our sin has been washed away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and our sin has been taken away from us as far as the east is from the west. God never said as far as the north is from the south, because that's not very far. And before you know it, you're going to be going south. You go south just so far, and before you know it, you'll be going north. But when you head out east, you're going to keep right on heading out east. And you're going to keep right on heading out east. And you can go to almost what you would consider the end of the world, to east. And you're still going to be going east. The only way you'll ever go west is if you turn around and come back and go west. Because east and west never, ever meet themselves. That's why Jesus has taken our sin away from us, and he's taken it as far as the east is from the west, and we will never have to, we'll never have to put it up with it again. We give it to the Lord. We repent of our sin, trust Christ to forgive us and to wash us clean. We trust the Spirit of God for a fresh filling, and we're good to go again. Amen. 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 Well, let me ask you a question. Those of you that are listening to me tonight, every one of you, listen now. Do you belong to this God in heaven? Has there been a time in your own life when you knew that you were a sinner? You'd heard some good, solid preaching of the Word of God. It put you under such conviction, and you fell on your face before God, and you went to repenting of your sin. Has that ever happened to you? Has that ever happened to you? Do you remember that time when you trusted Christ to save you? Do you remember when that unspeakable joy filled your heart? Do you remember when that peace passes all understanding suddenly filled your heart? Do you remember that time? If you can't remember that time, I would plead with you, you listen to me again this night, because you need to repent. And when you repent, you're going to the Lord and you're pleading with God that he will wash you clean. That's the only way you'll ever get clean, is for God to wash you clean. And then you need to look to the Lord Jesus and ask him to save your soul. So do you belong to the God in heaven? If you do, what changed in you when you believed him? Hello? Hello? What changed in you when you trusted Christ the Savior? There had to have been something inside of you that changed, and it has to change immediately. You see, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says these words, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is," present tense, "he is a new creature. Old things are," present tense, "passed away. Behold, all things are," present tense, "become new." So if you've trusted Christ to save your soul, there has to be something that you can lay your finger on and say, "That's why I know that I trusted Christ, because changed within me." It's not something that you can change. It's not something I could change. It's something that only God can change. And God does change that very thing. He's still changing that very thing to every sinner that will repent of his sin and trust Christ to save him yet to this day. So you see, do you really belong to the God of heaven? He's the strongest God ever, because he's the only God ever. Amen. You can belong to him, but you must repent of your sin and trust Christ to save you. That's the only way that you will ever become an adopted child in the family of God. Amen. When we belong to God, there will be much fruit seen. Hello? When we trust Christ to save our soul, there will be much fruit seen. John chapter 15 says these words, "I am the vine, ye are the branches." These are the words of the Lord Jesus. "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." Oh, Matthew chapter 7 says these words. Jesus was saying these words also. He said, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? Have we not cast out many devils in thy name? Have we not done all of this?" And the Lord's answer back is going to say, be this: "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you." I want to read a verse just before that. Matthew chapter 7. I want to read a verse just before that. I'm going to look it up, but I don't want to quote this. I want to read it just exactly like God gave it to us in the Word of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Listen to this now. "I know that the Word of God teaches, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I know that. But these are the words of the Lord Jesus coming to us right here. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Listen to this. Here's the proof. "But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." You see, if you belong to God, there's going to be much fruit seen. Amen and amen. You can cry out, "Lord, Lord," all you want, but there better be some change in you, because the change will take place when God looks and he sees that there's something going on there that you're doing because you're saved. And that's why Jesus said in John chapter 15, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Listen to it. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I explained to you just exactly how it was that God created this earth. He created this earth through his hand. He created this earth through breathing. He created this earth, this world, by just expanding his arm out, holding his arm out, and all of those stars just falling into place. I'm sure that God's got them, every one of them named. But you see, we'll never know how many stars there is in this universe. We will never know, never, because God laid everything out perfect, perfect. This earth was laid out perfect. Oh, this earth can get old. It sure can, and it is getting old. There's no question about that. But this earth is going to keep right on going until God says that's enough. And then God takes, he'll rapture us out of here and take us home to be with him forever. And there'll be another 7 years to follow after that. 3.5 years will be worldwide peace. The next 3.5 years is going to be war, and it'll be such death and such wickedness and such pain. You don't want to be there, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to be there. I would plead with you, you trust Christ to save your soul tonight. I would plead with you, because when the rapture takes place, we'll be out of here. We'll be out of here. We'll be home with the Lord. You don't want to miss that. And you might think that you've got another day you can wait. Don't do that, people. Don't do that. It doesn't work that way. You got to do business with God right now, and God's doing business with you. That's all there is to it. Our Father, I'm asking now that you would help us in these closing moments. Help us to understand all that you have laid in place for us. Help us to understand that you've done every bit of this for each one of us, so that we can know that we're going to heaven. Oh, dear Lord, will you just help us this night? Help each one of us this night with ourselves. Help each one of us this night to be honest with ourselves. Oh, dear Lord, I remember a member of my family. He sat under the same preaching that I did. He was my brother. He was fighting cancer for the last time. And I finally was able to get him on the telephone. And I called him by name, and I said, "You're on your way out of here. You better make sure that things are right." And his testimony back to me was this: "Doug, I took care of all that junk a long time ago." Oh, dear Father, you're not junk to nobody, but you were to him. And then he wouldn't answer the telephone anymore. And now he's off in eternity. I don't think I'm going to see him in heaven. He's now paying his own sin debt. That same sin debt that Dad preached over and over and over, that Jesus has paid for every sinner. Just like tonight, there are sinners listening to me. They don't have another day, Lord. I would plead with you even now that you'd just deal with their hearts. Deal with them in love. Deal with them tenderly, but deal with them honestly. This could be the last time that you will deal with them. I would plead with you even now that they would turn and they would trust Jesus to save them. And we'll sure enough thank you, and we'll praise you for all that you do. For it's in Jesus' name, amen. My address, for anyone that would like to write a letter to me, just let me know how you're doing with the Lord, is 1122-1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital W-A-Y-C-R-O-S-S, Georgia, 31501. And I don't care what part of this world you might be living in, if God has dealt with your heart, I would sure enough like to hear from you this night. Do you just, I'm asking that he will help you to do what you need to do, because he's the one that will help you, and he's the one that will sure enough save you. So just let me know something, and I'll sure enough thank you and praise you. Now, Brother Ken, I'm going to turn this back over to you and let you go with it.
Thank you, Brother Quick. And just in case anyone would like to send an email to Brother Quick, they could use my email address, feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do at your fingertips, F-E-E-L. Letter N is Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H. King, like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In the subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick. In the in your body of your email, just type out your message, and then we will send that off to Brother Quick. And then when he sends back the response, we'll put that into PDF and send it back to you. Amen. And Brother Quick, as we see who's on the line here with us, I just want to give you a couple takeaways that I had. First off, you were talking about how they measure distances in outer space, the scientists. They use what they call the light year, and that's the distance light travels in a year, and that's somewhere over 200,000 miles a second. And the only thing that we've come close to that here on Earth is gossip. Amen. And amen. Amen. And then secondly, you were talking about east from the west, and this is also a space-related thing. Everybody that knows about rockets know when they launch a rocket from they launch it going eastward, and as it orbits the Earth, it continues east, and it just keeps going east, 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 east. And then when they bring it down, it's still traveling east. So another good point out.
That's good. So, thank you, Ken.
You're welcome. And so, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us here at the end of the show?
Well, we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, which always are there at all times. Thank God for them. And then we have you, Sister Emily, George, Brother Quick, and Sister Quick, I'm sure, is there. And just little old me. And I like what he said about how important it is that we find Jesus before it's too late, because it's really true.
All right. And Brother George, Sister Emily, you guys got any comments or questions?
Yeah, I got one comment. It was a very good sermon. He left off one thing that I missed. Without God, nothing was made.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to say was a very good sermon. But without God, nothing was made. Without Him.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Sister Emily, you got anything for us?
Oh, I got to say, Brother Quick, you got to quit throwing them bricks so hard. They hurt.
Amen.
He's what they call a hellfire jumping preacher, something like you can.
Amen.
Bob, we were on the show. I received a text message from my daughter to be keeping a friend of hers named Michaela in prayer. She was just in a car wreck and life flighted to the University of Kentucky.
Amen. All right. And so just to say it was a very good message, and Brother Quick, we're going to let you go ahead and pray over these this last request, and then we'll be out of here. Just want to remind everybody that they could join us tomorrow night for AJ and the Squad at 9 p.m. Eastern here at the Success Radio Network tomorrow. As well, sometime coming up this next coming month, we will keep you apprised of the date. Is going to be another tag team message by all the Success preachers, and we will be focusing on the topic of forgiveness. It was a requested message by one of our listeners, so we'll be doing that. But we will let you know on which Thursday night program that will be. So, Brother Quick, you are on.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Ken. just remember us this week in your prayers. Remember Miss Quick. She's getting stronger every day. Today is the first day that she's went to the grocery store with me in 3 months. So for the last 3 months, I've been having to do all the grocery shopping. And for the last 3 months, every time I would get home, my wife would say, hold on, this was not on the list. And I'd say, well, I know that, but... And she'd say, no, but, no, you did wrong. Well, I can't help it. I see something, you know, that just touches me. And I said, well, I know she's just like that too. Amen. And so, but she was able to go. And, of course, I didn't get any of those little funny things today. You know, I mean, I had to just pick up what she said. And I wanted to look at something else. And she said, no, we're going this way. And I had to keep up with her, so, but she's doing much, much better. Her legs are getting much stronger, and we will very much appreciate your prayers, and she thanks everyone for your prayers. And so, Miss Emily, you gave a request from your daughter, and I wrote that down, Michaela, is that the one? I think it's the one. So let's close in prayer. And
yes,
thank you.
Brother Quick.
Okay. Thank you for everyone near and far that heard me this night. It's always good to have different ones to just show up and listen and for the request that you give and for the comments that you give afterwards, it's always very refreshing to me. Let's close in prayer. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given for me to be on the radio again, the Success Radio Network. And Lord, I'm just asking now that you just take this message and take it home. I believe with all my heart that there were sinners that were listening, perhaps here in America, perhaps some other country, but there was some sinners that listened this night. And I would plead with you, dear Father, that you just deal with their hearts. Help them to understand when you're dealing with their hearts, that's the time they need to be very honest with you and get their correct answers back to you. And I'm asking now, you be with Miss Emily's request, Michaela, that was in an accident and she's been life-flighted. And Lord, all we can do is just plead with you that you just touch this girl, that you give her another opportunity where she can, if she doesn't know Christ, where she can be able to do business with you and trust Christ to save her soul. I'm asking that you just be with Brother Ken tonight, that you just strengthen him. He and his wife have been suffering from a cold. I'm just asking you just continue to touch him in a special way. And then Miss Emily gave a special unspoken earlier, and we've given a special unspoken also. And Lord, I'm very just looking forward to the night that I'll be able to come back on the radio waves and just let people know, thank you for praying, and just let them know that you have answered that special unspoken that we have been bringing to you and pleading with you for your spirit to just do a work in somebody. And so, Lord, just be with us this night now and help us. I'm asking you'd be with Brother Six Eyes, that you just keep your hand upon him also. And, Lord, watch over us now and help us to understand every moment of every day, you're right there with us. You know our very thought. You know exactly where we're going. And we're just asking that you just minister unto each one of us to understand. You've given us the Spirit of God. You've saved our soul. You expect there to be fruit coming out of us. And so just help us to understand that that's what you're expecting out of us. And just help us to be that fruitful child. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you for that. Now just be with us and help us in this next week. And we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.